Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Did you know that over 504 million people listen to podcasts every day, just like you? That's a lot of new customers. With AudioHook, you can tap into the power of podcasting to reach the right listeners and find your next customer. The AudioHook platform is designed to make podcast advertising simple and results-driven. The best part? You don't pay upfront for placements or impressions. You only pay when your campaign delivers the results you want, whether that's more site visits, leads, or sales. That's right, you only pay for results. AudioHook uses advanced technology to ensure your message connects with your target audience. Campaigns are optimized in real time so you can track success and adjust strategies instantly. With AudioHook, you'll maximize your spend and achieve your business goals faster. Get started today and take your business to the next level in 2025. To learn more about how AudioHook can help you achieve your desired results, visit audiohook.com/results. That's audiohook.com/results.
This is continuing coverage of the case against Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
We're finally here. The saga of Lori Vallow Daybell has all but ended.
And not with a bang or some sort of spectacular moment in court that made us all go, "Oh, Lori, you're right. You are the queen of Rexburg all along. We were just blinded by the light."
No, it seems when Lori doesn't want to play, she just doesn't want to play. She's not going to tell you why she doesn't want to play. She's not going to tell you why she wanted to play in the first place or what made her want to play the game. She's just done. And she'll just pout and go back to her room, except her room is a cell, and it will be where she is kept for the rest of her natural life. Now, we already knew that that would happen, but now it's just like really, really secure, barring zombie apocalyptic prison break scenario, which I don't know who I'd rather be hanging out with, the zombies or the Vallows. or the Daybells. Zombie, Daybell, zombie, Daybell, maybe zombie. I think you have better chances there. So, how did it all go down? We're going to get to that in 1 second. But before we do, press subscribe wherever you are watching this or listening to this, whatever podcast platform it may be. If you're on YouTube, please hit subscribe there. We do greatly appreciate that. You don't miss any of the content that we put out every single day for you on this and the many cases that we cover here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. So, picture this. You're sitting in a courtroom in Phoenix. It's 11 in the morning on a Thursday in June, and 12 jurors just took 30 minutes to decide that, yes, in fact, Lori Vallow Daybell absolutely conspired to murder her niece's ex-husband. 30 minutes! That's less time than it takes to watch a sitcom episode or get DoorDash. And these folks used it to convict someone of conspiracy to commit murder. You know what that tells me? The evidence was so overwhelming that a jury probably spent 25 of those minutes just making sure they filled out the paperwork correctly. Here's where it gets even more surreal, or does it? Lori, of course, represented herself during the entire trial. A woman who's already serving life sentences in Idaho for murdering her two children decided she was qualified to be her own lawyer twice. Because apparently when you're facing your third murder-related conviction, why not add terrible legal strategist to your resume? She sat there in her pursuit, which the court reporter noted might be her last appearance in street clothes, and listened as each juror confirmed their guilty verdict. One by one, 12 people essentially said, yeah, we think you tried to have someone killed. The intended victim, Brandon Boudreau, he was sitting right there in the gallery with his wife, Jenny. Can you imagine? The guy you literally tried to have shot in a drive-by is watching you get convicted for it. It's another one for Lori's resume. October 2019, someone pulls up to Brandon's house in a modified Jeep. When I say modified, I mean they tinted the windows and literally removed the back seat to make room for, well, shooting activities. Someone fires at Brandon, misses, and they speed off. The prosecution presented evidence about burner phones, cell tower data, and gunshot residue found in that sketchy Jeep. Real, subtle operation they were running there. What makes the whole thing even more twisted is that Brandon Boudreau was married to Melanie Pawlowski, who happens to be Lori's niece. So this is a family affair, but not the kind you see at Thanksgiving dinner, unless your family gatherings involved alleged murder plots, burner phones, in which case maybe find a new family. The timing of all this is particularly damning. This attempted shooting happened while Lori was deep into whatever bizarre beliefs led her to allegedly murder her children and conspire to kill her fourth husband, Charles Vallow. Speaking of Charles, his sister Kay Vallow Woodcock was there in the courtroom too. This woman has been to more Lori Daybell trials than most people have been to movies in the past year. She's watched her former sister-in-law get convicted for conspiring to kill Charles back in April, and now she's watching conviction number two roll in. All in attendance was Colby Rotten, who's Tylee's brother, one of the children. Lori was convicted of murdering in Idaho. This kid has had to sit through this mother being convicted of killing his sister. The trauma in that courtroom could probably be measured on the Richter scale. The prosecutor, Prina Kay, must have presented one hell of a case to get a conviction that fast. Or, you know, you were going against Lori Vallow Daybell. When the jury comes back in an hour, you know, they walked into that deliberation room, looked at each other, and someone probably said something like, "So, we all agree she did it, right?" The defense apparently couldn't create enough reasonable doubt to keep them deliberating through lunch. And let's be honest, when you're representing yourself and you're already doing life for murdering your kids, you're not exactly starting from a position of strength. After the verdict, things moved into administrative phase, which sounds boring, but actually revealed something interesting. Lori objected to an aggravation phase, but then immediately stipulated to aggravating factors. For those who don't speak legal, that's basically saying, "I don't want to do this," and then immediately doing it anyway. It's like refusing dessert and then eating half the chocolate cake. Judge Justin Bursky, who's been presiding over this carnival of chaos, ordered pre-sentence reports for both of Lori's Arizona convictions. And here's where it gets a little logistically weird. They're going to sentence her for both Arizona conspiracies on the same day, July 25th, from 9 to noon. Mark that on your calendars, kids. That's right. They've blocked out 3 hours to sentence someone who's already doing life in Idaho. Lori actually requested sentencing within 30 days because she's worried about the interstate transport timing back to Idaho. Because when you're serving multiple life sentences, apparently your biggest concern is travel schedule. The advisory attorneys, Pamela Hicks and Robert Albernetti, downed a bottle of Grey Goose simultaneously, saying, "Thank God the bitch is dead." Okay, no, that didn't happen. They stuck around even though Lori insisted on representing herself. Can you imagine being a lawyer watching your client torpedo their own case while you just sit there legally unable to intervene? Like being a driving instructor in the passenger seat while your student driver drives straight towards a cliff, but you've been specifically instructed not to grab the wheel. Two jurors from Lori's previous Arizona trial showed up to watch this verdict. That's dedication to civic duty right there. Maybe they just wanted to see how the sequel compared to the original. It's kind of like a really bad, this is like not even to DVD. This one was like a straight to VHS, and nobody has VHS anymore. Either way, they got a show. 30-minute deliberation resulting in another guilty verdict for someone who seems to collect murder convictions like some people collect stamps. What's particularly chilling about the case is how it fits into the larger pattern of violence that surrounded Lori and her fifth husband, Chad Daybell. It wasn't an isolated incident. It was allegedly part of a spree that included the murders of her children, JJ and Tylee, the death of Chad's first wife, Tammy, and the conspiracy to kill Charles Vallow, all for what? The attempted shooting of Brandon Boudreau allegedly happened right in the middle of all of this, in October of 2019, when bodies were literally piling up around this couple. The evidence about the modified Jeep is especially damning. Who removes the backseat of a whole vehicle and then tints the windows unless they're planning something that required both concealment and apparently extra room for maneuvering? It's not like they were starting a moving company. The gunshot residue found in that vehicle connected it directly to the shooting attempt itself. And the cell phone data presumably put someone associated with Lori in the area when it happened. As Lori heads back to Idaho to continue serving her life sentences, she's now got this third conviction hanging over her head, and come July 25th, she'll face sentencing for both Arizona conspiracies. Though at this point, it's kind of like adding extra toppings to a pizza that's already burned. The damage is done. The real victory here is for Brandon Boudreau this round, who survived an alleged murder attempt and lived to see justice served in 30 minutes flat. Sometimes the system works exactly as fast as it should, as it finally did in some way, shape, or form in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. And I hope that's the last time I have to talk in present tense about a trial of Lori Vallow Daybell, other than the sentencing day. But thank God this one is over. Is anybody else burned out on Lori like I am? It was interesting at first. I mean, tragic and horrible, obviously, but my God, that was a rabbit hole.
That was a rabbit hole in trying to understand people that cannot be understood. Tell me what your thoughts are on the verdict. Was it fair? Do you think she got a fair trial? I mean, but as fair as you're going to get when you're representing yourself and you don't know what you're doing and you fake sick through your trial and you don't present a defense. How long do you think the cult really makes a movement that she starts in prison? Wonder what she's going to get going there. You think it'll work? You think she'll get a cult? It sounds like she already kind of has one going based on some interviews that I'd heard in the women's jail where she's been staying. I don't see it being a impossibility. Press subscribe wherever you are listening or watching. We do greatly appreciate that. And like I said in the comments, let me know what you think. My name is Tony Bruschi, and we will, of course, talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.